Action Park Media.
Let's get a mic check here.
Well, are we ready?
Oh, Jesus.
By the way,
I'm a gamer.
As the as the season winds down, I think we're going to see more and more like bits. This is like Scotty chewing the mouth guard bit.
It's a good bit.
Yeah, it's good, right?
It's a good bit.
Where'd you get that? Is that a mouth guard or did you make that?
That looks like a handmade mouth guard.
Well, it's a black mouth guard.
You put the white tape over it?
Yeah, I mean, I can't do black mouth guard. Defeats the purpose, so I taped it up.
Does your old mouth guard mold from like the college days still fit in your mouth?
I never wore a mouth guard.
Oh.
Yeah. Because full cage. College hockey.
Never got to play without the old cage around the face, huh?
Yeah, let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 35.
Correct.
Quick shift pod.
No gruffs.
Dude, this guy's doing so much content, he forgets what show he's
at. Quick shift pod.
There you go.
Number 35. By the way, I believe Dominic Hasek did wear number 34. You showed me a hockey card.
Yeah, you didn't know?
Well, there's a lot of debate.
He
was 39.
He went into the league wearing 34.
He wore 34 in Chicago.
Correct.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
35? Anyone?
I mean, I feel like I'm not going to be... if I'm going first, I'm going Jaguar. Okay. Conn Smythe.
J.S. Jaguar.
Jean. Well, what is it? Is it Jean Sebastian Jaguar?
Jean Sebastian
Jaguar. Conn Smythe winner. When they lost the cup.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
You know, I played with Jiggy. It.
Oh, you did?
I did in Cincinnati. Jiggy. So I'll second that.
Right.
I don't have anyone else.
What?
And I also think, Scotty, he was so good that I can call him Jiggy.
You right? Certainly can. Yeah.
I can call him Jiggy.
All right. Yeah. Well, I got one. Andy Moog.
Andy Moog.
No, isn't it Moog?
Moog. No, it's Andy Moog.
What?
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Listen,
what?
It's a little bit before his time. Andy Moog.
Are you joking?
His time.
No.
Well, listen to how it sounds when we say it. Go ahead, Kev.
Andy Moog.
Moog. I can hear.
No, you said Moog.
I did say Moog. I thought it was Andy Moog.
Are you doubling down?
I am kind of doubling down.
Oh, you're saying that I'm mispronouncing.
You guys might be incorrect.
Okay. I'll let the YouTubers.
Yeah,
the comment
section can clean it up for us.
Clean up that one.
With that being said,
there's one more obvious one.
Marty Turco.
Yeah. And okay. Van Beesbrook. Didn't Van Beesbrook rock the 35?
No. In Florida?
I think he was 34.
I think he was 34.
I'm going to say that you're wrong.
And that's shocking that we didn't say
it. I'm going to say that it is. I'm going to say that Van Beesbrook wore number 35.
I believe he wore 34 only because somebody said something in the comments how we skipped over Van Beesbrook, Florida, a la Cinderella story.
Right. I'm going to still stick with 35.
I also don't pay much attention to goalie numbers. That is beat goalies.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just covering up now.
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. That's what we skated out to before the national anthem down in Arizona. Nothing?
And if that's what you skated out to, then that's what you skated out.
Everyone hated it. Our coach was a crazy person. He forced us to do that.
I asked.
Patriot?
Yeah, big time.
Was that a problem? Freedom fighter?
You got a problem with Patriots?
He truly was. He was
like a real patriot.
What's his name?
Leo Golombieski. I mean, he's one of the craziest
stories. Is he still kicking around?
He died like 3 months ago.
Hey, Leo.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. Nice that there's a couple freedom fighters out there.
Still a few of them
born
left.
Born in the USA.
One of my life goals is to independently produce a documentary about his life story.
Okay.
He's that crazy.
Wow.
He hit the Powerball twice. That's how he started the team. I swear to God. It's a crazy story.
Did he die by a lightning strike?
I don't know how he went out.
Not to dance on a man's grave.
Yeah,
but
Jesus. No,
you guys
dance,
out here to defend himself.
He's a crazy human being.
What a game.
Holy shit, yeah. What a game.
I mean, these guys, they just don't fold the tent ever. There's nothing that gets them rattled.
You know, obviously we're going to get to this, but what this Tkachuk has done is
whoa.
Barkov hitting the salts hard before the return.
No, hold on a second. Not just hitting the salts. Alexander Barkov has taken the smelling salt game to a whole new level. He hit his eyes.
Yeah.
That is the most barbaric thing I've ever seen from an athlete.
Maybe he did it by accident.
No. He did both eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't that make your vision a little blurry? I mean, granted, he wasn't the...
That's like the iodine in the eyes. You want to... Alexander Barkov right now has just cemented himself as an absolute legend. All these little games, tricks are for kids, mustard pecks. You want to be a man? You hit the smelling salts in your eyeballs.
Smelling salts in your eyeballs.
Wow.
Yeah. Panthers come out hot. They score in the first minute of the game.
Yeah.
The Duke, Anthony Duclair.
Yeah. Former New York Ranger that they gave up on. You know, I always think, I was thinking about this with Duclair. Like, what happened? Was he a late bloomer, or did he just have a shitty coach? Alain Vigneault is known to not develop young guys. Like, because it was just unbelievable. And Sam Bennett, who doesn't want him on their team right now?
Scotty and I saw that hit live. I mean, when he gets up and he does the face plant.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lights out.
Brother.
I mean, that dwarfs...
That's a Scott Stevens hit. Yes.
Dwarfs the Gudas hit in Toronto.
Oh, just this is a Hall of Fame hit. This is a Hall of Fame hit. In 20 years, we're still going to be watching, especially if they win the cup.
And you want to talk about setting the tone?
Exactly. Whoa.
Yeah.
I just got 18 goosebumps.
Minute, 18 minutes to go, a minute and a half in, you lay the body.
Look at
on somebody
the timing
like that.
On this. It's just like, boom.
And it just couldn't have been any
boom.
Cleaner, right?
Could not have been cleaner.
You got to get your head up.
The face plant. Guys, you got to help him. Slavin, the goalie. Hey, Freddie, grab your guy so he doesn't do a fucking face plant behind the net.
But when we first saw it, I thought he just kind of tripped over the
net.
I thought he got a skate caught in the back of the mesh when he took a face plant, which obviously isn't funny.
I don't want to laugh. No.
Freddie, my buddy, Freddie.
He tried?
He did. He said, stay down.
He just said, started, you know.
He gave him the stay down? Kind of him.
Somebody come get this guy off the ice.
Holy shit.
Somebody come scrape this kid off the ice.
You know, this goal was, it was just, he's so patient. Aho, fuck, man. He was about to snap. He was running on fumes. The refs, I don't know, Brindamore after the game was so rattled, he was stuttering.
Don't forget, Aho's jaw is like wired together too. He's still probably feeling that puck, I'm imagine. Sure.
Oh, did they wire his jaw?
No, I was.
Okay, well, they didn't. Look at Big Walt.
Loving it.
I mean.
Could you be having a better series?
No.
So he's.
Three game winning goals?
And he had two in this game. And then it's for sure the hockey version of a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that was the end of the
Four
game.
4 seconds left.
Yeah.
16 games played, 20 points plus 10, 9 goals, 4 game winning goals.
Well, that's the other thing. That to me, it's all about the timely goal, right? To what this guy has done.
Yeah.
Now, Bobrovsky might have something to say about this.
Well, okay.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the toughest Conn Smythe race, and they got to win first, okay?
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, both of these guys are putting up numbers that could warrant a Conn Smythe win after a Stanley Cup loss.
That's why I'm talking about Jaguar. That's why I dropped
Jiggy. Yeah, you're right. Wow. You're
Jiggy.
Foreshadowing.
That's why I dropped Jiggy today. Just putting it out there.
You're on fire.
I mean, if Eichel does anything in the Cup Finals, if Vegas makes it there, you don't think it would go
His performance does not stack up against either Tkachuk's or Bob's at this point.
As of now, it doesn't.
No.
But
no.
I don't know. It's
Hey, we got we got 8 more games left, possibly.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Right.
Is the final going 7? I got to think somebody's going to give Florida a little pushback here now.
You would think.
Right?
I think that Vegas is just under watched, I guess, as a fan.
Yeah.
I felt that way about the Kings. When the Kings were, out in New York when they were playing the Rangers, I said, I'm an Island fan. I'm like, guys, listen, do not sleep on these Kings.
West Coast market.
It's so East Coast Central.
Yeah.
This was great. Like, he's doing everything. He's pissing everyone off. He's a rat.
Yeah.
He's taking out Burns. Burns tried to castrate him there.
I didn't even see it until I was putting the package together.
It was a sneaky back pitchfork.
He tried
to turn. Yeah, but he turned around. It was a great move. It was a great
Burns?
Yeah. And Tkachuk, he sold it. I don't know if he drew a penalty on it, but you know, the kid, the mouth guard, the dad, the brother. I mean, they should be the face of the NHL at this point.
And
who's more interesting?
We'll obviously get to it, but one of the things that jumped out at me about Tkachuk when talks about his teammates.
Yeah, loves his teammates.
Talked about his teammates.
Loves
how,
the boys.
And how, you know, he's not out there trying to share the spotlight. He's, like, talked about us and, you know, we and the team.
He's also first year on the team, you know? So he's, I mean,
well, there's
he's
a clip
obviously
of,
established himself.
There's a clip of
him
talking about how all the guys called him after the trade, before he'd even played on the team. And you saw something special there. This Montour hasn't had the point production this mm-hmm. series, but boy, oh boy, this guy is a water bug. What a fucking defenseman.
If they should win, he will wear that ring well.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Comfortably knowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And honestly, at this point, this team looks like a team that's going to be a force to reckon with in the future.
Right,
absolutely.
Like, they are just getting comfortable with this role.
Well, listen, they won the President's Trophy and went out and got Tkachuk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, no one thought Tkachuk was going to do what he's doing. He's a gamer, but this is
it's a good situation for him.
Who's put like a playoff similar to this in your guys' memory? I was trying to think about
Patrick
it last
Kane,
night.
I guess. Like it's a Patrick Kane-esque Sid. I mean, this is a major major league performance. Obviously.
Yeah, maybe Mess in '94. I mean, he had some big games and some big goals.
I don't. I remember Kane had the one goal against the Kings. Obviously, the Stanley Cup win in Philadelphia. But I don't know. There's something.
Here's the other thing.
Magical with Tkachuk.
Well, Stevie in 2002, I think his run on that playoffs rivals Tkachuk now. It's as strong.
Here's the other thing.
But, that's one of the greatest players
still,
of all time.
They still got to win four more games.
I know. Yep. I know. Yep. Let's not get ahead of it.
And I think Vegas, by the way, Carolina just got beat by a better team.
Backhand saucy there, Sean. I mean, what do you think of that pass?
It was good.
Nothing to call home about.
No, it was just a chip in.
Yeah.
It was a fourth liner backhand sauce. Lomberg just getting the puck forward. Nice little chip. A backhand sauce like that isn't that hard.
I got to imagine this little break is going to benefit Barkov. Yep. Even though he's playing and doing whatever.
Look at him. Look at him.
He could use a little
he's
rest.
He's such a big man.
Some treatments.
Well, Christ almighty, maybe an eye wash.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. I'm so glad we did this today just so I saw that clip because I missed it during the game.
I saw
he
that.
He is a savage.
Instagram. I saw it
he
on
wins
Instagram.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was intentional eye salts.
Have they picked it up yet? Have Ooh. People started talking about this?
I saw it on Pat McAfee.
McAfee Instagram. Talked about it?
Yeah, Instagram.
Oh, good for McAfee. Mm-hmm. Because that is a raging animalistic move. I just barbaric on all levels.
But, what a game. What a heartbreaker.
Well, what'd you think when they tied it? Do you think, all right, Carolina's getting one? It's a gentleman's sweep.
Scotty, when I walked out of here and what was the score was like 2-1, I said, Carolina's going to complicate this game. This is going to come right down to it. I knew Carolina. When they were down 2-0. They scored that one. I was like, they had their push.
Yeah, I think it proves how hard it is to win the Stanley Cup. The Hurricanes got swept. They lost pretty much every game by one goal.
Correct.
I mean, they really were in every single game, and the Panthers just had a little more in the tank.
Yeah, you want to know what the difference was? Obviously, goaltending, but not by that much of a margin, okay?
Clearly wasn't Carolina's problem.
Big-time players play big-time games, and they score big-time goals. All right,
and he hits the Kaner Selly.
You know,
talk about separation.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
He
separation?
Waved. There was a wave off. I think.
He literally said, "Give me a second."
Yes. Was it an actual wave off?
And
Let
you
me see.
And you wonder if he just is like gathering his momentum.
Hold on. Watch the wave. Oh no, there wasn't.
But
You're
does
right.
he?
So, wow.
But does he? Is he going for that camera? Does he know there's a camera there?
No.
Whoa.
I mean,
this kid.
Walt.
I wouldn't be surprised if he knew the camera where the camera was, which would be even more impressive.
But do you now realize how ridiculous it would be if he just skated off the ice?
On this one?
It would have been pretty
Well, there
awesome.
Was 4 seconds left. That's the problem.
They had to finish the game.
Right.
That
would be overtime,
I mean, it's a bullshit face-off. They're not going to score.
If that were overtime,
yeah.
he
and
walks
he did it?
Off.
Oh, shit.
And no then chance. Comes back out.
Christ. Jesus. Didn't even come out for the Clarence Campbell Cup or whatever the hell they gave. I thought Barkov skating off with the trophy was a little weird, but these guys don't give a fuck. They're on their own program.
I like it.
Did you see what?
And he didn't raise it over his head.
No.
He held it proudly. They touched it, said, "We're not superstitious. We're not scared to
give it to the
trophy.
Captain.
Captain, skate it off. Let's walk it off."
Yeah. Episode 35, Quick Shift Podcast.